If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn to the book of 1 Chronicles, Old Testament, 8th or 9th book or so, counting 1st and 2nds in the Bible. First Chronicles chapter 14 is going to be the central text for this morning's message. If you have your got you a bulletin this morning, you have there's an insert in there. I will get to that in just a little bit, because there's some important things that I want to make sure you have something with you to take to remember, because I believe that this is going to be a very important thing for this year for you and for me. Okay, 1 Chronicles chapter 14. And I'm going to ask you, if you're able to, if you would stand for the reading of God's Word. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 8 through 12. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went out to meet them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And the Lord answered him, "Go, I will deliver them into your hands." Verse 11. So David and his men went up to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, God has broken out against my enemies by my hand." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, so David gave orders to burn them in the fire. Amen. God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated. David, he sought the Lord in prayer. Just become king. He heard there was a raiding party, an army coming to get him, because he had been named king. So he inquired of the Lord, "Lord, should I go out and meet them? Will you give them over into my hands? Will you help me defeat them?" The Lord said, "Go get them, tiger." He said, "Yes, I will deliver them into your hands." So David and his men went out and met him and defeated him. I love that. I love that. David sought the Lord in prayer and then he acted in faith. Both of those are extremely important. And I'm going to get to a little bit more of that in just a moment. In verse 11, in the New American Standard Version, says it this way. So they came up to Baal Perazim and David defeated them there. And David said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like the breakthrough of waters." Therefore, he named the place Baal Perazim. Baal Perazim means the Lord who breaks out. The Lord who breaks out, or the Lord who provides breakthrough. Breakthrough. I believe this is the year of breakthrough for some of us. One version says, "I watched the Lord break through like a mighty flood." Well, we know something about mighty floods, don't we? Yeah. For some, the flood changed everything. But for all of us, the Lord can change everything if we let Him. How many of you would like to see a breakthrough this year? Okay. All right, about half of you. How many of you saw a great 2017? How many of you would like to see an even better 2018? All right, all right, all right. We're getting better. We're getting closer. I mean, how many of you would like to see a breakthrough in your relationships? How many of you would like to see a breakthrough in your jobs or in your financial situation? How many of you would like to see a breakthrough in your financial situation. I want to pause here for just a minute because some of us need some financial breakthroughs. All right, I've got to break off of this because I just feel this is too important. By the way, of finances, I just got to say, if you're not going to be faithful in your finances, and by that I mean by spending frivolously or not planning or not tithing, don't bother asking God for a financial breakthrough. I can't say it any other way. If you're not going to be faithful, don't ask God to be faithful if you're not going to be dedicated to doing what He's called us to do. I can't say it any other way. God rewards faithfulness. Do you know that? You know what He says about faithfulness? In Malachi verse 10 of chapter 3, He says this, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this," He says. "Test me in this," says the Lord Almighty, "and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room to store it." He says, bring in the whole tithe. What is a whole tithe? Well, tithe means 10%, period. If you're not willing to do that, then don't expect a flood of blessings that He promises. Maybe you're thinking, well, I just can't afford to tithe. I'm on very limited income. And I get that. And if you think you can't afford to tithe, I got to tell you this. You can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. If you want the blessings, and I want to be careful. I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel that if you give God $10, He's going to give you $100. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you will give God the tithe, He will pour out blessings on you so much you can't contain it. What does that look like? I don't know for you. It may be a financial gain. It may be other blessings. Sometimes other blessings are better than money. There are things money can't buy. But if you want the Lord to honor you with blessings, He says, honor me first. This is the year of breakthrough, and I believe it. This message has been, I've been working on it for 2 weeks. Maybe this is a year of breakthrough for you because you're going to start believing through prayer. Maybe your breakthrough is coming because not only are you going to believe in prayer, you're going to start acting out in your faith, which you've been praying about. Believing is important, but acting out your faith, I believe, is where the rubber meets the road. Bible says, you have not because you ask not, right? Any of you have ever heard that? You have not because you ask not? That's true, and I believe it. But I believe for some, you have not because you act not. Asking is one thing, acting is another. I believe Scripture teaches us to ask and then act, believing that what we've asked for, if God is in it, I've got some part in it. David prayed a prayer. He prayed for a breakthrough. He believed God when He told David the breakthrough was coming. But David still had to go out and fight the stinking battle. When he acted out on what the Lord promised, the breakthrough came. David did his part. And folks, you and I have got to do our part. If you're ready for a breakthrough, I'm going to give you a place to start. Every day, you should be praying certain things. If you have that little handout that I put in the bulletin for you, I want you to take it out right now. I just have little titles on there, but there should be enough room. If you have want to make notes, I would highly suggest it. I would recommend it. I would encourage it. I told Rebecca I was going to make her proud today. My Rebecca, if you've ever sat under any of her teaching, she always has handouts. She assigns homework. She gives you a grade before you leave. If you don't pass, you don't get to leave the class. I mean, that's just the way she is. And I told her I was going to make her proud today because I had a handout. So there's your handout. If you will pray these things, first on the list is pray for your family. Pray for your family. And I mean pray specific. Don't pray, God bless my family. Well, that's a good prayer, and God wants to bless your family. But pray specifically how you would like for God to bless your family. God, bless my family. Bring the ones that are lost and don't believe in you into a saving knowledge of who you are, into a relationship with you. I pray specific prayers for the health of my family, for the health of my kids, for the health of my parents. Pray specifically for things that they're suffering with to be healed, to come to completeness, to come. Pray for wisdom for your family. How many of you have family that need wisdom? Come on now, pray for it. Pray for your family and be specific. Don't wait until there's a problem to pray for them. How much better would it be to pray, Father, keep my family healthy, than when they're sick to come and say, God, heal my family. Let's get on the upside. Let's get on the forefront. Lift them up now. Pray for your family. The second one, pray for yourself. Now, this may sound conceited, but read through the Scripture. Especially read through the Psalms of David, who we're talking about this morning. He prayed for himself, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me from my enemies. They're all around me. They're pressing in. Search my heart. He prayed for himself. You need to be praying for yourself. We need to be praying for ourselves. Pray for wisdom. Pray for health. Pray for faithfulness. Pray that you would remain faithful when it becomes more difficult to be faithful. Pray for determination. Pray for that intestinal fortitude to make a decision that is right and to stick to it through thick and through thin. Number three, pray for your teachers and leaders. Pray for those who are inspiring you. Pray for those who should be inspiring you but are not. Pray that they would become a positive inspiration for you. Pray for your students. Pray for your teachers. They have a job. Listen, they have a job that is becoming increasingly more difficult. And you don't understand all this. Just let me tell you, it's true. They don't just have to teach. They have to do all kinds of other things. And sometimes they're mamas and daddies at the workplace. Sometimes they're doctors, and sometimes they're nurses, sometimes they're counselors, sometimes they're, what do you call the mediators? Sometimes they're the bearer of bad news when you turn in that paper when you don't turn in that paper you were supposed to turn in, right? How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, pray for their teachers. Pray for them. They need your prayers. Pray for your pastor. I'm not going to be so cocky to say I don't need your prayers. I need your prayers. Please pray for your pastor. Pray for your Sunday school teachers. Pray about becoming a Sunday school teacher. Pray for the leaders of our country. Whether you like them or not, folks, they need our prayers. We got some great leaders. We have some leaders that are not that great. We need the great leaders to become greater. We need the not-so-great ones to become great. So pray for them. Pray for our leaders and our teachers. Number four, pray for those in your life who influence you. Now, sometimes we don't want influence. But whether you want their influence or not, pray that they would influence you in the right ways. If they are a negative influence in your life, pray especially for them. Sometimes, listen, sometimes we need to hear the stuff we don't want to hear. say it again. Sometimes we need to hear the stuff we don't want to hear. And we need those people in our lives who will say those things and pray for them. Pray for your church family. Look around you. Pray for one another. Look around you and notice those who are not here today. Pray for them. Pray for one another. We need to be building one another up, not tearing each other down. We need to be building one another up, encouraging one another, praying for one another, for their families, for their relationship with the Lord, for their wisdom, for their health, for their financial situation, for their home life. We need to be praying for mothers and daddies who are trying to raise kids. That is a struggle. We need to be praying for kids who are trying to live with mothers and daddies who are telling them what's right. We need to be praying for kiddos who's living with mothers and daddies who are telling them the things that aren't right. We need to be praying for one another. Pray for your church family. Now listen, those first five things are who to pray for. The next five things are what to pray for. First five things are people to pray for. The next five things are things to pray for. Number six, pray for your heart, for your own heart. The Scripture tells us to guard our heart above all else. Pray that God would protect your heart and then act and do your part. Pray that God would protect my heart and my relationships. In my marriage relationship, that He would guard my heart. Make sure there's nothing else interfering in that relationship. Pray that God would guard your heart when you hear criticism at the workplace, or maybe that's at home too. That you would receive it if it's needed. That you wouldn't dwell on it if it's unwarranted. Number seven, pray for your priorities and purpose and your schedule. This may seem like that's kind of scattered, okay? But let me clarify here. Most people who don't experience success in their priorities and purpose is because they don't have any. If you're not experiencing success in your priorities and purpose, it may be because you don't have priorities and you don't have purpose. Pray for your priorities, for your purpose, and for your schedule. Your job is more than a way to make money. Jobs are important. How many of you think jobs are important? How many of you really think jobs are important? Okay. Yeah, because we need the money, right? But listen, your job can be more important than income. Your job can be your ministry if you make that your purpose. If you're not praying about your schedule, the schedule of activities that we do throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, if you're not praying for your schedule, it will affect your priorities. Because there will be other things to sneak in and jump ahead of your schedule. If you're not praying about your priorities, it will affect your purpose. Because you'll prioritize those things according to your purpose. If you'll work in that order, what's your purpose? Set my priorities according to that purpose, and I'll set my schedule according to my priorities. This is good stuff. This is important stuff here, folks. Number eight, pray for your influence and example. We prayed up one of those other ones up at the top. We pray for those who influence us. Pray for your influence. Pray that God would use you to influence others through your example. Here's the deal. You influence people every day. Especially if you're a parent, you have to know you're influencing somebody every day. Either good or bad, you're influencing people. How are you influencing? How are you influencing those people around you? If you want to make a difference in someone's life, you must plan to make a difference. It doesn't just happen. Number 9, and I'm moving fast because my voice is fading. Pray for your relationships. Pray that you would be in the right relationships. You ever heard the statement? You maybe have heard me say it. You are who you hang with. It's the truth. Come on. You see it, don't you? You are who you hang with. Pray for your relationships. Now, we can't just, listen, we can't just withdraw from the world and have a holy huddle and only hang out with this select. We can't do that, folks. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And we're praying for influence, right? Remember up there in number 8, we're praying for influence. Well, we want to be able to be influential in our relationships, right? But pray that God would guard your relationships. Those relationships should be the relationships that build you up, not tear you down. If you're in a relationship with somebody and it's tearing you down, you need to rethink that relationship. It may not be the right time. It may not be the right kind of relationship. Maybe you need to prioritize that. Number 10. And this could sound controversial, but I don't see it as controversial. But it's okay to pray for material blessings in your life. Not that God would lay $1 million on your bed when you wake up. That would cause you more problems than you want to deal with, I'm sure. Some of you think, I'm up for the challenge. But pray that God would give you enough. I heard it said just this morning, sometimes good enough really is good enough, right? In some things. And maybe God's enough is enough really for you. God wants to bless you, but not for the sole purpose of blessing you, although He does want to bless you. He wants us to be blessed. But He wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. God loves to bless people who love to bless people. We saw evidence of that just in our household yesterday. How a blessing comes in. And because the Lord threw open the floodgates of heaven and blessed us with more than we could have room for, because the closets can't hold all that we got, we had to send some down the road. And it's a blessing to somebody else. I cannot tell you how many times the Nix family has been blessed with somebody just saying, hey, can you use something? Can you use this? We have a piece of furniture. Rebecca calls it her little kiss. She got kissed by God the other day. Made me jealous. Somebody gave us a piece of furniture. It just so happened that this piece of furniture was so ideal for our little kitchen that it worked out perfectly. Came out of nowhere. And just, there it was. What a blessing. You have stories like this, I'm sure. But listen, when you receive a blessing, you need to know the blessing is not just for you alone. The blessing is always so that you can be a blessing to someone else. We're conduit. How many of you know what conduit is? Conduit is when you're running electrical wire, like up in the attic or especially in outside. And if you're at a marina, any electrical on the water has to be in conduit, okay? Conduit is a pipe. It can be made of different things. It can be metal. It can be plastic. It can be spring type. It can be all kinds of things. But it's something that you put the wire inside of to protect it. Okay, the conduit carries the wire on the inside. We are the conduit. God is electricity, and He wants to flow through us to be a blessing to other people. James chapter 1, verse 6 says this, when you pray, you must believe and not doubt. Okay? Praying and believing without doubt is important. Here's another verse. Psalm 88, verse 9 says, I call to you, Lord, every day. I've given you a list of 10 things to pray for. I'm encouraging you to pray every day. Every day. David says, I call to you, Lord, every day. And I spread out my hands to you. I'm getting close to finishing up here, but I want to ask you some questions. If you're committed to praying for these things, these 10 things every day, I want to ask you to follow Scripture as a sign to the Lord and stretch out your hands to the Lord. Listen, sometimes in a Baptist church, the only time we think it's okay to raise your hands is when there's a vote. But read the Scripture. Some of the most earnest prayers are offered up with outstretched hands. So I'm going to ask you one more time. If you're serious about praying and acting out in faith this year, raise your hands. Raise your hands right now and tell God to help you through your prayers. Listen, my God is a God of breakthrough. And I believe He wants to do a breakthrough in my life. I believe He wants to do a breakthrough in your life. And I know I'm not alone. There are others in this room who need a breakthrough as well. You can put your hands down. But now, if you need a breakthrough, raise your hand. Come on. Some of you need a breakthrough in your confidence levels, I think. I'm not alone. We need breakthrough. This is our year. Folks, I'm confident. I'm so excited about it. I believe it. We're asking God to do His part, but are we willing to do our part? You may need to come to the altar this morning to show God you're serious. You may want me or Rebecca to pray with you. We would love to do that. You may need to go to somebody else in this room and ask them to pray for you, or just to go and pray for somebody else during this time. If God has laid anything on your heart this morning, don't expect a breakthrough if you choose to ignore it. Let's move. And let's watch God go to work. How many of you are excited to see God do something big time this year in 2018? I'm excited. I need it. I want it. I gotta have it. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I need a breakthrough. Amen. Your breakthrough begins now. Father in heaven, as we stand to our feet, Lord, we are praying to the God of breakthroughs, the God who breaks out like a mighty floodwaters. Lord, we are praying to you for a breakthrough in our lives. And Lord, right now, I'm sure you are hearing many different areas of our lives that need an area of breakthrough. Thank you, Father, that you can decipher all of those things at one time. And you know exactly what we need. Father, we're praying for breakthrough. But we realize, Lord, that we have a part to play in that. That if I want a breakthrough in my relationships, I'm going to have to act upon that. If I want breakthrough in seeing lost people come to Jesus, I'm going to have to act on that too, because I'm the bearer of good news. If I want to see breakthrough in my grades in school, I'm going to have to act and study a little harder. If I want breakthrough in my finances, I'm going to have to watch how I spend what I have. If I want breakthrough, Lord, I'm going to have to be faithful to you first. Lord, help us to not think so much of ourselves that we control you, and we tell you what we need, and we just expect you to do it, Father. Help us to realize that you're the God, and you tell us, be faithful to me first, and then watch how faithful I am to you. God, we need breakthroughs. We need breakthroughs. Maybe we need a breakthrough, Lord, in our spiritual health and in our faithfulness. Lord, help us to act it out, to put our words and our thoughts into actions and start acting out our faith. And watch what you can do with that. Lord, we're calling out to you this morning. We need a breakthrough. We want a breakthrough. We've got to have a breakthrough. We realize you're the only one that can provide it, but that you work with us to accomplish the task. Inspire us, encourage us, embolden us, Father, to be your people, to be your hands and your feet, and to love you like we've never loved you before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you stand to your feet, this is the time of invitation. It's the altar call. It's the response time. I don't know what to call it. Let's just call it the getting down to business time. If you're serious and God has laid something on your heart, I can't encourage you enough. Act upon it. Do something about it. Move your feet, move your hands, move your mouth, whatever it takes. Do something and go out and watch how God will honor that. The altar is open. Rebecca and I are here for prayer. There are other people in this room that would love to pray with you. Don't waste this time. Don't ignore the prompting of the Spirit. Act now in Jesus' name.